This is tape KK9 in the Springs of Living Water Tape Library.
Copies may be obtained by writing Springs of Living Water Tapes, P.O. Box 32636, Spring Lake Park, Minnesota 55432.
A817, tape number 3 in a series of heart-to-heart talks on the subject, God is a Person. This is side 1 of the tape, and it features the message entitled, Released Now from the Bondage of Depression, and Tony Fontaine as he sings, The Touch of His Hand.
Listening to Tony Fontaine. I want you to know that I personally have enjoyed bringing you into Heart to Heart Talk. I've been blessed. I personally have been sincerely blessed because I've been talking to you about things that are very deep to my own heart. It started like opening a box and beholding a precious jewel, a priceless treasure. And whenever I think about my relationship with God the Father, it's something that is so priceless. I guard it. I do everything to protect that relationship. When I think of my relationship to Jesus Christ, His Son, it's something that is so priceless. I almost feel like whispering when I talk about it. You understand what I mean? When I talk about the fellowship that I have with the Holy Spirit, that's right, the fellowship that I have with the Holy Spirit, it is like I'm talking about a treasure that is so precious that I guard it carefully. I guard so carefully. And so for the past several days, I've opened my box of treasures. And we've been talking about things that are very precious, very close. Literally, flesh of our flesh, the most vital thing that we have in our life. We began this series of Heart to Heart Talk with a question. Is God a person? Is Jesus Christ all that He said that He was? Not only a person, but the very Son of God. Is the Holy Spirit a person? And during this series, we have given proof that God is a person. Jesus Christ, not only a person, but His very hour, in position of great High Priest, that we're willing to make intercession for you and for me. And today we're going to discuss the Holy Spirit as a person. You see, the answer to that question is vitally important. We must know that He is a person. And it's in my desire to bring you faith to face with the person of God the Father, face to face with the great High Priest, face to face with the person of the Holy Spirit, so that you might have fellowship with God the Father, that you might have fellowship with the great Advocate, the great High Priest, that you might have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I repeat what I said in our last Heart to Heart Talk. A personal intellect, emotion, will. With this intellect, a person can know, can think and understand. With the emotional capacity, a person can feel, can love. With the will, a person can decide and act. Now, if you will, please, turn to Hebrews, the fourth chapter. I shall refresh your memory by just reading the three verses, 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ the God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with even our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. All right. Continue, if you will, please. Romans. I'll wait just a minute until you find Romans in the Word. The 8th chapter. Begin with the 14th verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Do you realize that we do not have to wait until death comes? We do not have to wait until your high priest's last beat. We do not have to wait until you get a new body, and this which is corruption will have put on incorruption. You become an heir of God and a joint heir of Christ in Jesus. You only come out of his system that is real to your heart. Now are we the sons of God. Now have you passed from death unto life. Never apologize for being a Christian. Sometimes I get so exercised with some of these folks who are so slow to admit, and then they admit almost with apology that they are a Christian, that they have accepted the Christ as the Savior. Never. You do not have to apologize for being a Christian. It means something to be a Christian. Know that. Swing your shoulders. Lift your head high. You are somebody. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. If you have had an experience of regeneration, if you have been born again, if you have accepted Christ as your Savior, if you have accepted that pardon, if you have had that transaction take place between yourself and Jesus, where you have accepted that which Jesus did for you on the cross, if you are a member of the body of Christ, then, beloved, you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Something happened when that transaction took place. Perhaps all of the remnants you saw were just the tears on your cheeks. Perhaps even leaving in place. Or perhaps just standing there. And you looked up. And you looked at the middle of your heart. And said, wonderful Jesus, come on. See, it doesn't take a long time for this transaction to take place. The very minute that you are really, the very minute that you confess your sins, the very second that you confess your need, he's more willing to receive you than you ever come to him. That transaction takes place. And it's even greater than just the fact that you become a new person in Christ Jesus. After that moment, your relationship changes so far as status is concerned between you and God. Up until that moment, God is just your mighty creator. That's one thing that all men have in common. God is our creator. It is as much to come out of Heavenly Father until we accept His Son in the forgiveness of our sins. In that moment, the one who up until then has been our creator becomes our Heavenly Father by adoption. Literally, He adopts. Oh, that is something. And do you know what I mean? But I found out that very thing. You may disinherit your own child, but the law does not permit you to disinherit a child that you have adopted. I like that. Because you see, I don't ever want them to disinherit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You have that experience? Are you being led by the Spirit of God? Have you surrendered yourself to Him? Then you are counted among the sons of God. For you have not received the Spirit of bondage again to fear. I can stop out here. I am amazed. So many men and women who profess to be Christians, who are under this bondage of fear. Can you explain it? If you know exactly what I'm talking about. And, oh, what a bondage to be under. The bondage of fear. The bondage of depression. And we're finding it more and more today as we near the time, the great catching up. This bondage of depression. Over and over again in miracle service, I come face to face with somebody who is under that bondage of depression. And I say to them, let go. Remember to whom you belong. It is never in the plan of God, in the will of God, that your children should be under the bondage of fear, the bondage of anxiety, the bondage of worry. The bondage of depression. Stop and remember to whom you belong. Remember, you have received the Spirit of adoption, and He takes you out of the spirit of bondage, whereby we cry, Abba. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Do you really know what that means? Oh, children, you know, it was a day in my life when I would meet somebody that I thought that they weren't quite sure to whom I belonged, and I say, you know, I belong to Joe Coleman. See, I wanted the whole world to know that I was Joe Coleman's kid. I don't know whether Papa was that proud of me to tell everybody that's my child or not, but I know I was my Steve tried to tell the whole world that that was my daddy, and I belonged to him. And one of the nicest memories I have was from not too long ago. I went to Kentucky, Missouri, and just off of the highway, I stopped to get some gas. And the attendant said to me, are you from around here? And I said, yes, I'm passing through. Oh, he said, are you Joe Coleman? I swear with Pat. You see, Captain Coon, the one who has teached the thousands didn't mean a single word of him. No. But I swear with pride when he said, oh, are you so cool, darling? I could have hugged him. It was the nicest thing I could have said. And I said, yes. Oh, so cool. I swear with pride when I can face the whole world and save the whole world. I belong to him. The mighty God of this universe is my heavenly Father. I'm sealed by a debt. I'm a joint heir with his wonderful Son. The children, then heirs. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified. In that moment, when you're going to be depressed, when you find yourself in the spirit of bondage, look up, just pause, and remember to whom you belong. I said that it was my desire to bring you face to face with a priest so that you might have fellowship with that priest. And so now we come to the person of the Holy Spirit. I do not have the vocabulary to tell that fellowship that I have with the Holy Spirit. He's more real to me than any human being that I've ever known of. Immediately someone may say, but have you ever seen the Holy Spirit? No. And neither have I seen the wind. I have not seen the wind. I cannot see air, but I'm very conscious of the wind that blows, and I'm very conscious of the air that I breathe. And without it, there would be death. The Holy Spirit is very, very real. The person of the Holy Ghost. I want to read one of the most familiar verses in the Bible. For when there's a minister standing in his pulpit on Sunday morning, dismiss his congregation without giving this one verse of Scripture. And often I wonder how many really know that these truths found in this word. The great of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the grace coming boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the grace that is greater than our sin, and the love of God, the love of a tender Heavenly Father, the one who loved us enough to give his Son, that we might have life eternal. The full depth of that love we'll never know. We'll never know. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost. It's the power. It's that communion with a person. The Holy Ghost, the great strengthener, the mighty comforter. When the waters are so deep, are you going to your Gethsemane? There's that glorious communion of the Holy Ghost. And I pray that you shall know that secret of coming face to face with the person of the Holy Ghost, that you might have that fellowship and that constant communion with him.
Please stop your machine at this point and turn your cassette over.